What's up, you guys are listening to a Velvet's Edge podcast. I am back this week with another small little episode with my girl, Carrie, who is the Nashville beauty girl. I'm so glad you guys are loving her as much as I am. Her and all her tips, her skincare tips, they're huge. So we came back this week with a specific request that I've gotten from a lot of y'all, which is what do I do with my hangover skin? I think this can also work for super dry skin because to me, that's what happens when you're hungover is you just get dehydrated and it can kind of be the same effect. So I told Carrie, I said, I don't know what this means about me, but a lot of my followers are requesting this. So obviously I talk about tequila too much. Sorry, mom. Anyway, here we are talking about some tips that can help you if you do get in a bind and you got to go to work and your skin is just looking pretty rough. Here's Carrie. What's up, you guys are listening to a Velvet's Edge mini-sode. I am here with my friend Carrie, the Nashville beauty girl.
Hello.
She is my guru for all things beauty and skincare related. If you guys haven't listened, we've done a couple other mini-sodes. What do we do? Botox, filler.
Laser.
Oh, and laser. Yeah. Those are all really essential pieces to good skincare. So go back and listen to those. But today, I've actually gotten a lot of requests for this, and I don't know what this says about me or my followers, but we're going to talk about hangover skin and what to do if you wake up and you, I don't know, you've had a big night the night before, how you can get through your day or go to work. Or for me, it's a lot with filming for Very Cavallari. I'll have these late nights. Then I wake up and have a camera in my face again, and that's
it's like
awkward.
I don't want you to know I did 10 shots of tequila last night.
I didn't do that. Wink, wink.
I would never do that.
Right, but you don't want to look like that. So okay, so what are some things that you would suggest to people if they do wake up and that's the case?
Well, your skin's your largest organ,
right?
And so, I would recommend a couple of things. Number one being you need to load up on your vitamin Bs. So when you are drinking a lot or you have a lot to drink, I mean, of course, the best result is from well-laid plans, like already being like prepared. But sometimes you have those nights you're just not because it just ends up being fun and you just can't help it.
Right.
But your vitamin B complex is actually going to help because your alcohol, when you drink a lot of alcohol, that's what's depleted.
Mm-hmm.
So loading up on that that morning is fine, or just taking that every day if you're drinkers like we are. And let's just be honest.
My mom is really going to be worried after this podcast.
And so, but also like a couple of things. Exfoliation, actually wash your face, because sometimes when you go to bed after drinking, you're not going to really wash your face. You might use a makeup wipe, but it's just not going to get everything off. So wash your face, exfoliate, hydrate, hyaluronic acid, and then when all else fails, go get an IV beauty bag.
Okay. So these are the big tips. So let's go back to exfoliate. Like, what do you have any suggestions on that? You mentioned earlier a glycolic to me. What is what is a glycolic?
So I'm a fan of a manual exfoliation, whether you're using like some grit or a tool to help exfoliate dead skin. But more safe is also a chemical exfoliation, and that's like with a glycolic or lactic acid. So those are things that are going to just kind of get the dead skin cells off gently without causing a lot more redness, because you might already be a little bit red from just drinking and then your skin being a little irritated. And so you can get those. My favorite go-to is the Zio.
That's Z-I-O, right?
Zio. Yeah, it's the Obagi Zio complexion pads. You can get those at, you know, dermatology offices, things like we carry them at Apothecary. But even if you're on Amazon, if you're an Amazon girl, and you can just look for a glycolic 15, 10, 20% glycolic pad. The Dennis Gross Alpha Beta peel pads are always one of my favorites. You can grab those at Sephora. So they're all different price points, but they're very affordable. They last a long time, but they're really just going to get the dead skin cells off and make your skin able to absorb something more hydrating, like a hyaluronic acid. Okay. You know,
so you exfoliate first and then you're going to go into the hyaluronic.
Yeah. Hyaluronic acid. So I've heard, because I've been getting a lot of questions about it in the office too, is like, what is that? I'm like, I've been injecting you with that for 10 years with Juvederm. So hyaluronic acid is actually a synthetic, you know, when you're being injected with like Juvederm and that category of fillers, that's what the synthetic form of the hydration and plumpness is hyaluronic acid. Mm-hmm. So when we're younger and you see babies or whatever, your cheeks are yummy because you have a lot of hyaluronic acid. It's what binds the collagen. And holds the collagen together. And as we get older, it starts to get depleted. But that is the key to hydration. So whenever you're looking for a mask or a serum for hydration, I personally look, and that's what I tell clients to look for, is those two keywords, just hyaluronic acid.
Okay. Because
it's not
mask.
An acid. It's not an acid like an acid that's going to, you know, make you peel or take off dead skin cells. It's a hydrating molecule acid.
So glycolic is to exfoliate. Hyaluronic is to moisturize.
To hydrate, yeah.
So you mentioned the Bliss mask to me earlier. Those are at Target, right?
Yeah, those are at Target. Okay. I like the Bliss mask. It kind of foams up. It's an oxygen mask and it pulls the red out.
Okay.
And then it also kind of hydrates.
What about, you know, I'm obsessed with those CO2 masks.
Girl, that's a holy grail.
It truly is. I'm obsessed. That's not hyaluronic though, right?
It's actually, no, it's carboxy acid and it mixes with the oxygen in your own skin. It gives this reaction of this lift and hydration. Now that's big, you know, that's big girl. I mean, if you can't get that, or if you don't have that, because not everybody does, then you can go to a hyaluronic or an oxygen type of mask. But this is at a whole nother next level. Like if
this
you have,
would be if you're like planning ahead. I never thought about doing this, but if you do know you're going out the night or the day before you go out, you could do the CO2
absolutely
mask.
Absolutely.
In preparation.
I'm going to do a tutorial on, have you done a tutorial yet on the CO2 lift?
I haven't. I mean, I have a code people can use.
But have you done like your own, because you mix it together, apply it?
I mean, I've done that a little bit on my Instagram stories. People say, I mean, it looks disgusting, but it is the most moisturizing mask that I have.
No, this thing will, it's like you got 10 syringes of filler automatically, but you really didn't, because it hydrates you underneath the skin. This is the most magical mask that's on the market.
It's true. She describes it, the owner, Lana, describes as like how a grape looks when it dries up into a raisin. Mm-hmm. And then when you put the mask on, you're just actually making your face look like a plump grape again.
It's juicy.
Juicy grape. Yes. I love that word. So hyaluronic, or if you are prepared, you can do the CO2 mask. If you are looking into that, it is a little more expensive, but you can use my code VE15 to get a discount on that. So all of those things are great tips. And then if you are still just like, oh my God, I look terrible.
And you want a fast fix?
Yeah.
The fast fix. Get your IV, girl.
I had someone on the VE podcast from RTA in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Bobo is his name, Adam Bobo. And he talks a lot about like the benefits of IVs. But this beauty bag, this is what I noticed the most when I got an IV, was my skin was glowing.
Glowing. And you're sleeping better and you're more focused. And it's like, you got your shit together really quick after having a hangover.
Yeah, it's like the best hangover remedy in general.
I call it a beauty bag, and it literally, because you can apply, they inject a lot of the B vitamins and glutathione and all kinds of things into the beauty bag, and then you're getting a huge dose of hydration into the cells, and so it works really quick. But you see a difference, and you feel better, and you look better pretty quickly, and then in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, because I know for me, if I'm hungover, I cannot drink water.
No, I can't either.
It's a big problem.
I just want to eat pizza.
Yeah. Same. Any sort of carbs, french fries. But you need the water to actually feel better. Yeah. It's just like the hardest thing to do. Yeah. So IVs are the way to go. Okay. So, these are good tips. Yes. So B12 vitamin or any B vitamins? Is it
B complex?
B
complex.
Glycolic to exfoliate.
Glycolic. Hyaluronic.
To hydration. Hydration.
Absolutely.
And then if all else fails, get you an IV.
Yes.
Okay. Carrie, thank you. Where can people find you?
The Nashville Beauty Girl.
On Instagram.
Yes.
Check her out. If you're in Nashville, she's at
Apothecary.
Apothecary. I get this word like apothecary. I can't say it right. It's in the Gulch. You can check her out there. And we will be back with more tips, more beauty tips. Thanks for listening.